I can tell you we were participating as an observer in March of this year, where there were some field visits conducted in Darfur. The political direction of the government of Sudan is to rush for this exit strategy. The position of the United Nations is that we have to set some benchmarks aligned with the three strategic priorities. And based on the accomplishment of these benchmarks, then we can decide for a gradual withdrawal and drawdown of the mission. Now, the problem that we face is the understanding of the government of Sudan is that it is only quantitative, where it is about numbers. For us, it is about achievements of these benchmarks. The role of UNAMID as an observer, although our vision and our contribution will be channeled through the United Nations participation, along with the AU, the African Union, is will capture. And based on what evolves in the near future with the working group, we will see how things will go.
As an acting UNAMID police commissioner, can you describe the situation in Darfur and what are the challenges that UNAMID is facing over there?
I can tell you briefly that what we have noticed in the past year is marginalization of the rebel elements in Darfur. So you see very seldom clashes between the Sudanese armed forces and the rebel movements. What we see more is tribal clashes, communal clashes. And these are things that one of the three priorities that we have to focus on is the root causes of these conflict among these tribes and see how we can solve them and bring on board, along with the UN country team, what things that we can put in place to deal with this. Now, the argument by the government of Sudan is this is not part of our mandate. This is the political position by the government of Sudan. We said, no, it is part of our mandate. And as we know, in the past year, the number of the IDPs, internally displaced persons, in Darfur has increased by 1.2 to 1.4 million. Total number is 2.4 to 2.6 million in Darfur IDPs. And one thing we know, as long as we have this much number of IDPs in the IDP camps, I don't see any closures for this mission. Our main focus in the mission is, as UNAMID police mandate, if you will, is first of all the protection of civilians. And here we are talking about the physical protection of civilians, where we carry out our daily patrols in the more than 100 IDP camps. Also, we provide humanitarian assistance and facilitate the movement of this humanitarian assistance throughout Darfur. We are the largest component that our IPOs are spread out in the field, and they have daily contact with the IDPs in the IDP camps. And this is where our main focus in terms of providing security. Also, when we talk about the protective environment, and in this protective environment where we make sure we try to provide an environment that will mitigate some of the security concerns that happen on a daily basis. And part of it is the community safety meetings, policing volunteers, conducting policing in the IDP camps. Also making sure we try to bring on board the Ghost Police as well as the IDPs for better understanding and better acceptance. Because we do have a significant number of IDP camps where the Ghost Police is not accepted. And we do tell them that one day UNAMID is leaving. So you have to start learning how to understand each other, accept each other, and see what's positive from each side for the other. And based on that, we're bringing some cordial relationship gradually. We are not fully there yet, but we are moving in that direction.